Hi, folks, and thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlund, the editor on the site. In just a few short weeks, thousands of SAP technical and business professionals will head to Las Vegas for SAP TechEd. Here, they will learn the latest on SAP product roadmaps, initiatives, and information to help them drive their company's IT strategies. And, of course, watch the demo jam. Among them will be John Reed. John is an independent SAP analyst, an SAP mentor who blogs, tweets, and podcasts on SAP market trends. He is the driving force behind JohnERP.com, an interactive website that features John's SAP career blog and his podcasts for SAP professionals. John has offered to share his tips for making the most of your SAP TechEd trip. Thank you for joining us today, John.
Courtney, glad to be here on this rainy Massachusetts Friday.
Can you start off, John, by telling us how to justify the value of TechEd for your team?
Well, I think the biggest thing is getting clear on expectations before the show, and sometimes that means putting the objectives in writing, but a lot of it means just getting clear on what you're going to bring back from the show, because there's a lot of excellent experiences to be had at TechEd, including the aforementioned demo jam, but you want to bring back stuff your team can use, and a lot of that comes down to making sure that you're going to be documenting the information in a way that makes sense. For some people, that means live blogging from the site and sharing that information publicly. And there's some great examples of live blogs on SCN from SCN users in the past. Jim Spath and Gretchen Lindquist come to mind, both ASUG volunteers who do an excellent job documenting their experiences at these shows and what they've learned. But some companies aren't as comfortable with the public blogging, but they might still want team members to come back and give informal presentations on what they've learned. And the more you can get clear on that, the better off you are, because you want to be able to come back and you want your team to send you again. And the way you do that is by bringing something back of value. So I think getting that strategy going into the conference is really important. So, and I guess that's sort of the spirit of this podcast, which is you can get the most out of the conference if you give it a little bit of thought ahead of time and get your ducks in a row.
Yeah, that's some great advice, John. Can you tell us about some of the themes that SAP will focus on this year?
Well, I don't know if SAP's going to do anything that different than what they laid out at Sapphire in terms of on-premise, on-device, on-demand, right? That's really what SAP has laid out as their themes for the year. So I expect we'll continue along those lines, and SAP CTO Vishal Sikka doing the keynote, I'm sure he's going to be touching on a lot of that, and you can expect him to position SAP as being in the center, playing a leadership role in all of these different areas. The one thing I will say is, since it is TechEd, we might get a little deeper into some of the technology. I definitely expect to see more iPads on stage again for those types of demos, but I think more importantly, I think we're going to see a little more concrete discussion of the roadmaps for some of these areas. So we'll see more of a mobile Sybase roadmap than we saw at Sapphire, a little more specific on what some of the rollouts are going to be. So that's kind of what I'm expecting, is for SAP to position itself as really being in the convergence of these areas. And the other thing we may hear some about is the in-memory piece and the analytics piece around, there's a product called HANA that was referred to a little bit at Sapphire that is moving towards some type of limited release. And then we have a new Business Objects 4.0 platform coming out in limited release later this year. So I think all those things are going to kind of converge. So it's not just these trends of cloud and in-memory and that type of thing, but it's how they're going to converge into one sort of seamless approach. At least that's how SAP is going to try to position it in the messaging, I think.
I like that, John. So we're going to hear some more specifics around some of those things that we started to hear about at Sapphire. But I'd like to know your opinion on what we won't hear about in the keynotes that attendees should still be paying attention to.
Well, I think in terms of like sizzly news stories that might not get a lot of attention, that people are going to be talking about, surely the Hewlett Packard Leo Apotheker news with his appointment as CEO there, as well as Ray Lane from Oracle being involved now with HP. That's going to be an interesting sort of subtext, I think, of the conference, as well as there have been even some rumors kicked around since that came out around the possibility of HP acquiring SAP. And those are completely baseless rumors at this point, and you could argue for or against it in a lot of different ways. But it is the kind of thing that gets the pundits talking, and if you monitor the TechEd chatter on Twitter with the TechEd hashtag, you may see a little bit of that. But in terms of the attendees who go to TechEd really more, less for that type of buzz and more for enhancing their own projects, I think you're going to see a lot more interest in the sort of non-sexier topics, if you will, of improving existing implementations, themes around reducing cost of ownership and optimizing SAP systems. And so that's why topics like solution manager, security, workflow are all areas where SAP customers are looking to make enhancements. And so they're going to be at TechEd really to try to dig into some of that technology, enhancing their development team skills and in hands-on sessions, and really trying to take some skills takeaway back. And in addition, you have kind of a geek culture at TechEd, if you will, of coders who are intensely interested in things like Agile and Scrum, and they're going to be interested also in topics like the ByDesign SAP Developer kit that should be coming out with the next release, as well as the code exchange platform for swapping SAP code that has been finalized and should be also discussed a lot, I think, at TechEd. Maybe not at the keynotes, but certainly amongst those who are attending.
Well, that's really interesting. I haven't heard a lot about that last point, so I'm interested to hear more about that at TechEd. Along those lines, John, can you just talk about a few of the sessions that attendees really shouldn't miss?
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest things with sessions is that there's no one-size-fits-all with sessions, and so when I talk with folks who are attending, I encourage them to take a look at the powerful search engine that does exist for going through these sessions and looking at what is available, and you can look at it based on conference track or sorting based on experience level. But one thing I definitely look at is the hands-on sessions, and the reason for that is that that's one of the areas that you can't really simulate afterwards. Like some of these sessions, in fact, many of them will be available as part of virtual SAP TechEd after the fact, but it's hard to really simulate the hands-on experience. And so you can sort the hands-on sessions based on experience level and look at how you could go into kind of a workshop setting. And the most famous ones are Thomas Jung's sessions around ABAP development, updating your skills to NetWeaver 7 and beyond. Those tend to be full. Sometimes something opens up, but usually those are standing room only and you can't get in, and I see that they are full. One tip for looking at these sessions, make sure you're logged into the site, because then it will show you whether or not these sessions are full or not. But I'm looking at some of them, and there's a composite applications architecture session that is still open. There's a hands-on Sybase mobile sales workshop that is still open, rich internet applications workshop. So it really depends a little bit on your skills in terms of what kinds of hands-on sessions. But if you can find one that fits your skills, that's going to be a unique experience. And the other thing I would recommend, if you have the extra day, take a look at the ASUG pre-conference sessions. There's still a couple of those that are available, including an excellent one on enterprise architecture that's similar to one I attended at Sapphire that was well worth a day's time.
And John, to close out here, share a few of your networking tips for making the most of the networking opportunities at TechEd.
Well, I think the biggest thing there is to get a head start. SAP now has a Who's Coming section on the TechEd sites for Berlin and Las Vegas and all the TechEds, and you can go and start to get a look at birds of a feather tags, people that match your interests, and they will even show you which of your LinkedIn connections are attending. And you can start to figure out ahead of time who shares your interests, and I think that's a good use of time to start making connections now and figure out who you really want to see while you're there. Once you're at TechEd, there's a lot of great ways to connect. And one of the biggest ones is looking at the community clubhouse, which is sort of the hub of attention at TechEd in terms of community activities. And you can really get a vibe for what you might think of as the soulful aspects of SAP culture by going into the clubhouse. And there's expert networking lounge sessions going on constantly. And by the way, you can see those on the TechEd website as well, and you can even pre-register for them, though that's not required. And these are informal chances to hobnob with SAP mentors like myself that are giving sessions, and also product leaders, and you can kind of learn in a more informal setting. And that's kind of the best way to flow into networking, is starting with your interests and then seeing what kind of conversations evolve. And I highly recommend doing that through the expert networking sessions, and you can put them right onto your agendas to see how they fit into the rest of your schedule. So that's really what I highly recommend. And if you do have the extra time, the Innovation Weekend is looking to be a very interesting project as well, and I will be going early to Vegas for that. And that's kind of a never-before-tried mashup of the Process Slam and the Insight Night and the Hacker Night into one collaborative weekend venture of building nonprofit sustainable business models. And the most popular one, or the one the judges like, is going to be on stage at Demo Jam. So anyway, it's going to be an interesting conference where you can kind of get your sleeves rolled up in the convergence of some of these technologies and trends.
John, thanks so much for that great advice, and we look forward to seeing you at TechEd. SearchSAP.com will be at TechEd as well. You can follow me on Twitter at CBJORLIN. You can follow John Reed on Twitter at...
I'm at JohnERP, and that'll be on the back of my shirt. The SAP Mentors, actually, we have new shirts this year, so look for our Twitter handles or IDs in the back, and come up to us with questions, and we'll be glad to be of help.